A gorgeous day in Damascus. You could be forgiven for thinking there is no war when you walk through this garden. Two young women taking pictures of each other. It's so beautiful in this garden. It's so peaceful.
Yeah, and very beautiful. So tourists can visit.
But there's no tourists now.
Yeah, it's a war.
Do you come here to forget the war?
It's a sad situation. So we came here to forget what we live.
There's the coffee shop on the edge of this botanical gardens here on the edge of the old city. So you come here.
It's really beautiful, right?
It's beautiful. It smells beautiful. It looks beautiful.
Yeah. Listen.
You heard the shelling.
Yeah. So even here is peaceful and not far away. People killed, child, starving of hunger.
Starving of hunger.
Yeah. Yeah. A few meters.
Now they are talking about peace talks. Do you think it's going to work?
We hope so about Geneva. But not a lot.
I don't have a hope of.
Why?
We're
disappointed. Disappointed about everything.
Who are you disappointed in? Which side?
Both sides. Nobody care about Syria. Nobody care about people who died here. It's really tough.
And what about the politicians and the fighters on both sides? Do they care?
No, nobody cares.
What is life like for you now here?
We are in an architecture university in Damascus. Maybe we will work in our country, maybe we will not. We don't know.
Are you thinking of leaving?
If the situation comes more dangerous.
Thinking about it.
You're always thinking about leaving.
About building Syria after war.
It's our dream.
To rebuild Syria.
Yeah, yes. It's our dream.
Just listen to the hubbub here. Most of the shops are open, filled with goods of every kind. This is very much a living old city. But it's also in the midst of a war. Let's just find out what business is like.
لا عم تسألي كيف الشغل not bad good nice ليلى سوريا بحرب صلت
it's been 3 years that Syria in a war fighting terrorism so it's perfect considering all that
yeah. They're talking about Geneva too do you think it will succeed
بينجح حالة واحدة
It will succeed just in one condition if all the country that they are helping the terrorism will stop
But what do you ask of your government? What do you ask of President Assad?
نحن قبل كل شيء السيد الرئيس بشار أسد هو بيمثلنا.
I want to say that he's only a representative of us in Geneva too, and we want to say that he is our leader now and later, and even if Geneva too didn't succeed, we will stay with him.
And now I'm going to stop by a shop I often visit. Hello. Assalamu alaikum. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
Beautiful wooden boxes inlaid with mother of pearl and the embroidery, the jewelry. This is usually where tourists stop.
Unfortunately, we don't have any tourists nowadays. It's a dead season. The tourists are afraid to come to Syria. We didn't see tourists since 2 years ago. And I'm afraid that this situation may last for a long time.
But now they're talking about peace talks in Geneva. Are you optimistic?
We have to. I think it is the time for the regime and the opposition to unify their vision toward the civilians. Civilians are dying every day. Enough is enough.
What do you think it will take to convince both sides? The government says they want to go. The opposition is divided.
The opposition have to take decision. They have to come to those peace talks. They have to prove to the international community that they are reliable. And then, there, if they do not agree, then everyone will blame the stubborn side.
And from this side, do you think they're really genuinely interested in sharing power?
The country is not for certain political party. The country is for all the Syrians. We have to raise this awareness for every Syrian citizen, not for Muslim Brotherhood, and not for Ba'ath Party as well. We cannot still fight each other until we find Syria empty of people. If it's eye for an eye, then we will find all the people blind. We have to forgive each other. We have to open a new page. Syrians deserve democracy, deserve freedom. And as well, we deserve security and safety. We can share power with the regime and with the opposition.
You haven't lost hope then?
Hope is always exist. When we lose hope, it means we lose life.